podcast is brought to you by the Microsoft Partner Team in Switzerland to give you an insight into our diverse partner landscape and how those partnerships can benefit your business. We invite one Microsoft partner in every episode to deep dive their offering and how the joint value proposition benefits our customers. We want to provide information beyond the flashy marketing and PR material and do a deep dive into actual content. Please like, share, and subscribe. I want to introduce our guest today. We're honored to welcome Andreas Schindler, the CEO of Avanade Switzerland, to our podcast. Andreas, good to have you.
Hi, Andreas. Nice that you're here.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, Philipp. It's a pleasure to be here with you this afternoon and looking forward to a good conversation.
Thank you. I also want to introduce our hosts. Myself, I'm Thomas Winter. I'm the partner lead for Microsoft Switzerland. And Philipp Moraes is my co-host here as the channel sales lead of Microsoft Switzerland. Let's dive into some questions. Andreas, who are you as a person?
Oh, thank you very much for this question. Well, first of all, I'm a very proud father of two very, very lovely kids. And I'm also a very happy husband. And I think that's the most important thing about myself. Secondly, I'm a technology enthusiast. I'm fascinated by what is possible today with technology, the opportunities it creates for us as a company and for us as a society. And last but not least, I'm a very, very proud manager of an incredible team here at Avanade in Switzerland, a team that makes me proud and happy every day.
Well, I'm glad that you landed then in the technology industry. Now, maybe that's a good segue is who are you as a company, Avanade? Tell us a bit about the company.
Avanade, maybe some of you know already how we were created. It's actually a joint venture of Microsoft and Accenture that was created 20 years ago. It was at the point where really Microsoft got into the enterprise world in a more prominent way. And I think the stakeholders at that time discovered that to make projects successful in the years 2000, you need the right technology, that's Microsoft, and you need the right implementation partner, and that was Accenture. And on the other side, that you need to have focus to be successful. And that's why the two organizations came together and decided we need to create a new organization, that's Avanade, that will purely focus on implementing Microsoft technologies. That's where we are. And it was an incredible story and journey. And now we are like up to more than 35,000 professionals in the organizations in 20 years. And I think we bring together the best of Microsoft and Accenture.
So we have Accenture, we have Avanade. I also heard of the Microsoft Accenture Business Group. How does that third element fit into that puzzle?
Well, obviously, you know, we are big organizations now and Accenture is big. We have grown significantly and Avanade has kind of two ways of doing business. One is the business, the projects we do as Avanade directly with our clients. And then there is the business that Accenture is doing together with us for their own clients. And the Accenture Microsoft Business Group is actually a group within Accenture that should foster this business, drive this business stronger, and in particular, drive the market-changing initiatives. Yeah. The big projects, the ones that we can hear and learn about in future, hopefully in business school, where I said this was a successful digital transformation and that was powered by Microsoft, Accenture and Avanade. That's the goal of the Accenture Microsoft Business Group.
Thank you. And why are you at Avanade?
Well, as I said, there are different reasons. I'm passionate about technology. I've spent quite some years at IBM. I also like that technology. But at a certain point, I also thought, well, you know, I just started using Microsoft technology more and more also privately. And I'm convinced that this is Microsoft at the time in 2013 when joined, it became cool again. You know, people realized that the strategy of Microsoft is paying off, this cloud first, that this is the right way to go. So and being passionate about technology, I understood quickly that Microsoft is having like the same ideas, following the same ideas, the same approaches that I like. On the other side, I didn't want to join Microsoft because I'm more like a consulting guy. I'm in services doing projects. So I think that was the perfect combination, is doing like a project in a company that is purely focused on Microsoft technologies. While I have to, as a side remark, we are doing Microsoft, but obviously we are doing also some supporting surrounding technologies. So it's like 95% Microsoft we do, and maybe 5% other technologies, just to be able to offer a complete solution to our clients.
Excellent. Well, thanks for the intro into the topic. I'll now hand over to Philippe to do a bit of a deeper dive into the aspects of the business. Philippe, over
Many
to you.
Thanks, Thomas. So, Andreas, you described Avanade, the connection to Accenture and Microsoft. But what does Avanade really do in detail?
Well, I think our objective is to make our clients successful in the digital transformation. Obviously, this is kind of buzzwords, you know, you hear everywhere. But in detail, it's we do projects for our clients. We use the Microsoft platform to do projects for clients to achieve specific business objectives, business values. That's what we do. So we are not a software vendor. We are not, our goal is not to resell Microsoft licenses or something. We want to do projects. We are consultants. We have out of our more than 35,000 professionals, probably 90% are people that are working, are client-facing and working directly on client projects.
So the projects that you are doing, they are focused on all Microsoft product elements that we have. So when I say Microsoft product elements, I'm talking about Azure, Modern Work with Office 365 or Dynamics 365.
I think we do everything except some things like we wouldn't do projects with Xbox. And I think we have never done a project with the flight simulator or something, but basically all the products in the commercial business, workplace, everything around workplace, everything around infrastructure, security, ERP, so the Dynamics suite, business application, data and AI, everything. So that's, I think, one of our strengths. We cover the full spectrum of Microsoft technology and we support.
So let's take the scenario, and I'm just thinking about my listeners, how they can imagine how this corporation would look like. Microsoft brings the platform. Accenture does the consulting around the business of that customer, right? And then you come to play when the customer has decided, yes, we would like to use this X platform. We would like to follow that strategy. And then you try, or you actually implement then the project of what has been decided. Is that a good description, or how would you?
Yeah, on a higher level, yeah, that's a very good summary. I mean, sometimes we do ourselves also the business consulting. We do some advisory services. Some clients, we do it together with Accenture. Some clients do it with other partners, other consulting companies. But basically, someone defines the expected business outcome and the business value that needs to be realized. We bring in the Microsoft platform and build solutions based on the platform to achieve that business value.
So I guess integration into other systems, products out there is a very important point when you're doing projects.
Definitely, yes. And I mean, we have also to be realistic in Switzerland or also Germany and Austria, for instance, SAP is a very important technology around. So obviously, if you want to be successful, you need to be able to integrate your own systems into SAP, for instance. So the building interfaces, and so that's very important. That's why I said, you know, we are also supporting some other technologies, and that's our advantage. We can also rely on Accenture that actually does projects in all these other technologies also. So we can bring in these people into our projects to build these interfaces and interconnect with surrounding systems.
So we're partners. And as always, in good partnerships, you sometimes win together, sometimes you also lose. Do we also compete? Because as you know, we have a unit within Microsoft Consulting Services. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that?
I mean, we have a difficult partnership because on one side, it's Avanade. We are 100% committed to Microsoft. Yeah, and there is Microsoft that obviously also has to work with other partners. You know, despite we are a joint venture, I think it's a very transparent and fair and I appreciate that, because that's the basis of a trustful collaboration, that, you know, you also protect or help you, the other partners. I think that's right. So that means sometimes we can get into a competitive situation, or we have just different interests. But in general, I have to admit that with MCS, we are working very closely and successful together, because we are not doing the same things as MCS is doing. We are complementary. We have a certain scalability, delivery centers, and so on that MCS might doesn't have. MCS has might a different approach and more, even more deep insight into the technology, into the architecture. So that's the reason why we have been doing quite some projects in Switzerland together successfully. And we have a very good collaboration. That means, you know, we can be a prime contractor, subcontract Microsoft. We have other situations where Microsoft Consulting Services is a prime contractor and we subcontract. And there are situations where we just go together to the client and we work side by side, each one with his own projects and contracts with the client. So some years ago, we had some competitive situations, but they are mostly gone, because this is not for the value of the client.
Great. Thank you for explaining. We truly have a partnership in my definition, and I hope you agree. Partnership doesn't always mean you always have to agree and always have to see the world from the same angle, but we do respect each other so much that we can also say, look, in this case, we're going to work on it on ourselves, and sometimes we will cooperate more or less. So how would you describe Avanade's main advantages in comparison to competitors?
I don't know all the competitors, but I'm usually, that's why I don't want to compare, but you just try to highlight what are our strengths. Yeah. And I think we have a few very specific strengths. One is we have a scalability and a global reach that very few Microsoft partners have. Obviously, there are other very big Microsoft partners, but they don't have the focus we have. So we are the only one that is really focused on Microsoft technology. And with that technology, we can deliver basically everywhere and we can scale everywhere. And I think that's one of our differentiators. And the other one is obviously we are very close to you. We have special, through the close collaboration, the many projects we have done together, we have special insights into technologies and so on. And on the other side, we have the proximity to Accenture, where we also get access to specific knowledge, experience, in particular industry experience we can get from there. And this is also a special flavor to our business. And I think that's how we differentiate. On the other side, we are very local. You know, we have strong local organizations, and that's what we are trying when we do projects in Switzerland. We want to bring in local people here from the region, from speaking the local language and so on. And I think that's an important aspect for our clients. And the third point is, that's what I observed when I joined Avanade. We are very experienced with working with offshore and nearshore. Being able to do successful projects with a large offshore part of the project, that's not that easy. It's something you have to learn. You have to go through a learning curve. And we have done that. We have the methodologies and we have the people that have this experience.
So,
and this last point is the breadth, that we cover the full spectrum of the Microsoft portfolio.
Great. So we are currently in strange times with COVID. How does your team actually work under these conditions? So can you give us a little bit of a glance of how you have been managing in working on projects with your customers?
I mean, when we went into the lockdown, that was for us from a technological perspective and from a pure project management perspective and everything, that was a non-event for us. That was normal. I mean, everything, we were completely virtual and digitized. So that was not a challenge at all. And I think since most of our projects we are doing have also a significant offshore part and so on, I think also the project teams, including the client teams, are used to the fact that not everyone is actually physically sitting together in one office. So that was very easy, let's say. Obviously, the impact on the engagement of people, of the satisfaction of people, also the stress maybe at home with kids and so on was, luckily we didn't underestimate. We introduced, most of the clients, we introduced actually a system where we tried to monitor the performance of the team and on the due to this extensive working from home, just to show to the client and also for us, are we really still performing? Is everyone engaged and happy? And compare it maybe to phases before to see just if we have to change something. Because maybe you have a perfect person staffed on a project, but he's not performing in this new situation. So you might want to do some changes, reassemble the team or something. But in general, it went very well, and we spend a lot of effort in keeping the engagement high with people. And I think that's also a little bit what everyone is doing now, you know, virtual coffees, virtual aperos and these things. But it's very important. And I saw it when we reopened the offices, like people had the need to meet each other again. Yeah. Also, clients wanted to see us physically, not necessarily. It was not necessarily to work together, but to have, again, this physical interaction at some point.
So being in the virtual world and working on projects is something that you are accustomed to. And I guess you've been using one of the Microsoft platforms to do so, I'm guessing.
Obviously. Yeah, obviously. I mean, I have to admit, Teams is just great for this. And we have been using Teams intensely already before, and then if you combine the Teams with the whiteboard, maybe you use some mural. And I remember that we had a 1 week of workshops with one of our potential clients. Everything was planned to start on Monday in March, 1 week for a business applications project where we would go every day through certain processes, you know, explain how we're going to do demos and so on. And that was planned for starting on Monday. And actually, on Friday, it was decided, well, there was lockdown and we cannot do it anymore. So we only had, and that was Friday afternoon. And then we said, okay, on Monday we start and we do everything virtually. And it went perfectly. Let's say it took maybe until Monday lunchtime before everyone got used to it. But it was great. The client and our team, they just moved into this new behavior and everyone was motivated. I think it was maybe also good because everyone knew there is no other choice. We have to make it a success. Mm-hmm. It's not that we tried to convince a client that was reluctant we shouldn't do it. He also realized, everyone realized it, and we used the best tools that are available. And I have to admit, with Teams, there was a client that didn't even have Teams. So they had to use it through the browser and everything, or then they installed the app, but it worked very well.
Great story. And yes, those situations happen and they happen repeatedly because COVID is not going away so soon as we all would wish. But with these strange times with COVID, there's a huge responsibility that lies within all of us, but also in the different companies. What's your take on corporate social responsibility?
Yeah, I think in particular, the last months have shown that our people, with a focus on young people, but I don't want to exclude the older ones, but they want to do something that has a purpose. They want to have an impact in what they are doing. And this is, we invest a lot through our Technology for Social Goods organization. We invest a lot into nonprofit organizations in doing projects with them. And this is not, our idea is not to give away just like 3 hours of our employees that the nonprofit organization can do whatever. It's really, we want to help this to digitally transform these organizations, helping like organizations like the World Health Organization or the SOS Kinderdorf and World Vision and so on, all these kind of Red Crosses to transform their organization in a digital way so they can have even more impact with the help they and the support they give to the weaker. And it's incredible. Everyone wants to be part of this project, you know, and these are not easy projects. It's not because you're in your comfort zone or something, but it's because you have purpose what you do. So when I staff these projects, actually, I can select the best ones because everyone wants to be on those projects. It's also where we have a very good partnership with Microsoft, because the Gates Foundation and your Technology for Social Impact organization is investing heavily in this sector. And I'm happy, particularly in the Geneva region, for instance, that we work very closely and we do these projects together. And it's also important for us, because if we want to attract the young talents, you have to show them that you do something with purpose. And so it's not only a marketing thing they want to see. It's not enough to put it on the website and some nice pictures. You have to do it and you have to prove it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Else they leave. I love it. It's definitely, companies are there to make money, but money is not everything. And having an impact in the world and making everyone's life better is definitely something that Microsoft stands for, and Avanet also, and also Accenture. So I think that's a great story. Thank you for that. So we're slowly coming to the end of our interview, but what I would like to hear is, if we would go to your customers and ask them, what would you say about Avanet and their services? What do you think the customers would say?
They are delighted.
Well, that's good answer.
But I think what some clients tell me, and what I also, is we are doing projects that are sometimes a very complex project. We also say at Avanet, complexity is our friend. You know, when something is big and complex and difficult, that's where we want to be. And obviously then in these cases, there are always challenges, problems, issues you couldn't anticipate. And what I think is, or some of my clients tell me, it's, you know, you were not able to avoid all the issues because the unknown is unknown, but it's the way how you cope with problems and you resolve it. That's the way how you differentiate, because as you know, the technology changes constantly and everything. So you cannot have everything under control. But once it's like a little bit getting difficult and hot, what do you do to get it back under control? Yeah. And I think that's the important thing. And that's where you see whether a partner is engaged or not. If he says, well, you know, when it's getting stormy, then everyone is on deck. You don't need everyone on deck. And while you are sailing in very calm water, you can be also under the deck and rest. But you have to get out when it's tough and help. And I think that's what the clients tell us, you know. And sometimes the projects, it's not about the beauty contest. It's about, at the end, achieve the target, the objective.
So thank you for that. So we discussed a lot about partnerships, the triangle between Accenture, Avanet, and Microsoft. Now, if we just focus on the partnership between Microsoft and Avanet, how would you envision us working best together and create joint value? And if you think we're actually doing the best, do you have any further thoughts around how this corporation could evolve maybe to the next level?
The most important thing is to be really client-focused and not focused on each other. And that means that we both are really focused on our client. And then the next thing is to listen to each other first, you know, even to be open, even if you do not know, we don't know whether we can do something together, whether we are in this specific case, maybe a client situation, the right partner. Listen to each other, be open. And I think the highlight is when you go together to the client, because it's easy to tell the client when I'm alone, Microsoft is my best partner. And you go to the client and you tell them Avanet is my best partner or whatever for this specific thing. But it makes a difference if you show up together in front of the client and you present a joint value proposition. And I said, that's what we are going to do together. And that's our commitment here from the people in this room in front of the client that will make it a success. And I think that's where we have to get to. And to start with, this is all about people. Yeah, I mean, we have many people that are former Microsoft employees. That's good for us to understand how Microsoft is organized, how you work and everything. And that our people talk together, meet each other, and try to understand how the others work, actually, then this is the start. That's what we are to be in this group. We have been doing now for quite some months, and I think that's good. And we expected to do it on all different levels.
On that note, I would like to close the interview. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your partnership. Back to you, Thomas.
Thank you. Well, thanks for the talk. And you talked about how your customers react when not everything is under control. I think it was Mario Andretti who once said, if you have everything under control, you're not going to fast enough. So definitely good if you're ready to step up when things are not going perfectly. So again, thanks for the conversation this afternoon. It was very insightful. And with that, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.